Trefos, Sherbez, Bailo Shishua, Yud Adar Aleph, Hetov Shimon Vav, February 19th, 1986, on Wednesday, continued.
So that should imply that the inner higher is only a statistical fact. But the Rambam emphasized so many times that it's more than a statistical fact. But anyway, in Aloha Yud Veis, he uses one expression. In Aloha Yud Gimel, he uses another expression. Aloha Yud Veis, he says that when the doctor say the TFC, we don't know. In Aloha Yud Gimel, he doesn't say we don't know. But it's straight anyway, because Aloha Mishmishna. In other words, but the Sarashove, in both Aloha sees, we don't pay attention to the doctors. So in Aloha Yud Veis, he says we don't pay attention to the doctors. And in Aloha Yud Gimel, he says, we don't pay attention to the doctors. In other words, if you want to know what is straight and what is kosher, you have to learn the yeshiva, not go to medical school. Because by going to medical school, you won't be able to pass what is straight and what is kosher. That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Shrit, in both parts. But then, let's see a question of Rambam. Hilchas Shrit, Hoshmiras Nefesh. There is aloha here, is a trefe, is potter of misi. It doesn't mean, chassi sholem, that there is no misa ritzich, but is potter of misi besmin, so ritzeach he is. The ritzeach he is. And he's chai misi shamayim, but, there is no misa besmin. What is trefe in misi? So the shinkubetzes, in Bobokameh, at the end of the second period, mentions the chukre of pervasive nigash. And he says that the trefe deya means a person who is afflicted with one of the makas, the tres trefes, mentioned the connection with bein. That's what the Shinkubetzis mentions in the main mamish at the end of the second period, of Kisvare. But let's see what the Rambam says. So he talks differently than in Nuchashrit. He says, never mind what the doctor says. It's in the theory. If the doctor say, in respect to a mako that is not included in the list of rapists, that it's fatal, don't listen to the doctors. Because that's just theory. If the doctor say, in respect to a mako that is included in the list of rapists, that Efshah Shetich Yeh, don't listen to them either. The doctors are right, but Trefa it is anyway. But in other words, what the Sarashovi is, you ignore what the doctor says. But in respect to the Aloha, Vahirikas, and Trefa, Potter, so the Rambam says, you have to go to medical school and find out what kind of a Chili is fatal, what kind of a Chili is not fatal. Now, somebody went to medical school 15 years ago, so you study there that if somebody has tuberculosis, it's fatal. Today, when somebody goes to medical school, so you find out that tuberculosis is not fatal. So what is our, somebody kills a person who is affected with tuberculosis, is a high risk test? No, it's part of the risk test. The answer is, according to Rambam, depends. When did he kill him? When did he kill his son? When did he kill him? If he killed him in 1936, then his father is the best. But if he killed him in 1986, his wife is the best. How is it? Show him the deen doesn't change. But the answer is, the aloha of trefe by Odom, the Gaber Ritziche is based upon the fact of Gaber Ktele. Gaber Ktele. So what do you mean Gaber Ktele? If a person suffers from a mako that is fatal, even if there is a cure, but of what avail is the cure? If the doctor, no one knows, so what good will it do to him? So he is destined to die. In 1936, somebody had tuberculosis, he was destined to die. So no hope. So maybe he had in the Gavetele. Today, there is a cure. So he's hiding. If somebody will kill today a patient with terminal cancer, he will be put on his best. Maybe, hopefully. A year later, maybe he'll be hiding his best. So in other words, in respect to the halacha of treife by Odom, in connection with the heiliges of treife, that depends upon the actual cure, not whether there is a potential cure, but the actual cure. The actual cure can vary from generation to generation, from generation to generation. But has shown the din doesn't change. In other words, the din is the same. In other words, if somebody kills a person who is afflicted with an organic defect whereby he is destined to die and there is no actual cure, even if potentially there is a cure, so then he is a gavetele. So that's why it might change from generation to generation. Right. Now let's see what the Nitziv says. Now, one more thing before we go to Nitziv, I have to mention. Turn to the Mishneh. Daf Nun Daled Amud Aleph. There it mentions Aveilu Ksheres Dibeinu. Nitlatchul, Nitlakloiz, Nitlachi Atachni. The lower jaw was removed, so it's kshel. So the Mishnah says, Halacha Chavgimel, it is real. There it says, Halacha Chavgimel. It's Perikhas Mechashchite, Halacha Chavgimel. So the Mishnah says, Nita Lechi Atachten Sheol. How about Lechi Leyen? Lechi Atachten, that's inside. But how about Lechi Leyen? Suppose the upper jaw was removed from the brain. Completely removed. Is it kshel or treif? So many rishonim say that why does the Mishnah say nita lechi atachtein, even lechi atachtein? Nita lechi atachtein mi'al haboso v'asimonim mechuborim biboso. That's the lower jaw and the simonim, the esophagus and the windpipe are attached to it. So even the lechi atachtein is kshel, but Lechelin, certainly chill. I would say, Lechetachtein, the simonim, the windpipe is attached to it, the esophagus is attached to it, So then it's three, four, look much in Shiro. But like the alien certain Shiro, the Rambam is Chayot. The Rambam says, the Mishnah only says, Nita lechei atach von Shiro. Thus implying, lechei alien is three, four. Lechei alien, שנית על טריפו, פרק חס מהלכי שחיתה הלוך יחוב גימול, אבל נית על התחתן, כן שנית ממד מכים הסימונים, ולא ינקרו הרי זה מתארז. כזאת מי שסס, הטור אותם על רבים, שכן כוסף, וכי היסיף על הטריפה שיש. הטור את מעשה כאן רמבה. את הרמבה מסגל אותי עוד, ואם מייסיף על הטריפה, אם יסיף לא הטריפה. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah or in the Treifes, and not in any Braise, not in any Menor and Gemore. The Rambam himself was Mechadish in the Treifes. So is Chayot. The Chachmeluniel, the Chachmeluniel, Hupshalem Kach, the Shaul Rabbeinu, the Himo Shintel Echel in Treife, Bono Ban Yosinu, Shomana Ayim Azeh, the Koyomira Bineinu, Kishena Mitlechatach, the Kosher Rebusa Hashnimen, Afal Pishenire Keiko, the Kolshkel Echel in והשיב להם, מי תולע הסימונים בלך התחתן, עד שתוך השתריקו, דש הסימונים תלויים מהם, ונקרא חייך ונחלושי, אבל מספצל שלך התחתן, רוח הקר ונתחצה בו. And so on, I mean, that's not important now. So he says, at the end he says, that the reason, or the second big line, because of Mishnah, בין ינותי הולך לאליין, יבד הכי, ונמצא פי הקונה מגולה לאוויה, ומיד קונס הרוח בכל נשימו נשימו, כמו שקונס לזרח פי השישו והחלאים, וביים עוד עיקר על הרי ותומס אבימה, ואין לכו מי שקומיו חיו יסה מזו, ומפני זה מונו נטלו אסלחי התחתים דווקא בשיר אסלוי. So he says the reason is why. He says, ניתו לאחר אליה, הסטריפו בקוס, אפה ג'ו, are removed, so then the wind, the elements of nature will act upon the lungs, and the behemoth will die in one day. That's what he said. So it's income of your heart, but in his thought, I guess, this is I'm not lazy, because lazy means I mentioned a new trait that Chazal never mentioned. But here, even though Chazal didn't spell it out, but by implication he mentioned it. By saying in Mishneh, Nita lechi atachten shiro, so they imply, Hol lechi elin treifu. So why isn't it mentioned among the other things? It's a kata. The tool is massive. And the tool says that Nita lechi elin is kshiro. Because the model is mentioned. Now, let's... The answer to this, we spot him from base, post-economy. The answer to this, the only boss of us, the people who are like, let us look and they say, if you have a hand in your body. Mizeo helo a Rambam, ilchot machol rasura shkei dale dobo chodo shinale vitreifes. Mizeo lishenu de rosh a Rambam. Ima treifo, shalu meisa asuro yochim bo zei vigo ad bide rabe tamo no bosho rata tato meisa ki yasin se bosho o li kele. Holy mother is rosh a Rambam. Holy mother shat vitam rubati o ishi tov chai sa yaa vishalo yiso. Ina tolomus machas no adiseo. Die Efele Lutschis machen von der Selle Asur. Und ich kann um Ruch Achomim, sehr wohl, aber ich bin um Juchai und Treifon. Hat kein Schenei. Und ich habe die Rabbin und Tmunim, schon auf die Bob, mit Buhe, und ich sehe, lakel ist das Stich Neisi, die Treifein, alle Kishin Achai. Weil ich bin, der ist so Treif, ist mit Buhe, die geflüchtet am Ruhe bei sie, ich treife Achai und Achai. Weil viele Namen, die kann nur in Achai, und die ist Achai und die. Und Leute, ich glaube, das Stich Neisi. זה חי עוד מיר אלון, ולא אם נקלב, זה חי עוד נהל אלון, ולא אם נקלב את השליחון, אלא ככה זה, תהן את חייפש. So, what his first cash against the Rambam is, when the Rambam defines, straightforward, neat alongs. So he says, but that's still in the machlekes. The machlekes, whether treifa chaya, treifa na chaya. So why does he define two he passed from treifa chaya? But since there is one mandoma who says treifa chaya, we pass from treifa chaya. But since there is one mandoma who says treifa chaya, so that should be a raya that even the mandoma who says treifa na chaya, it's only a sime. But that's not the basis of the halachic treifa. So why does the Rambam mention it as the basis of the halachic treifa? But feel an undercurrent in Kaimon and Chayom is a Chayom with the Nilat one word called from El Kaharin and the Hanach Tris, El Kaharin. The Hanach Tris is in his coming Mishnah Kula Lachon Mish Messinai. Him would be more of my will have been a Tris when we make a Messinai. Of the Tris is a Tris, a Tris of Chayom Loi. But feel Mando Mashin a Chayom in a Pirushim before. Moshe Kosova Rambam, the Rushof in Sachs Chum, Zafayim Zayim, wo a Ram bitte gimme mo diese da von dalet ga bei hanne die moche be khulje die katle sie mich moche kosher die dire die badre le somme khaye aber da sa ram ba mine kein mo kirche ne khaye und hat sie nicht gefor kommo ich kosher teis wes pres da von pres in un kobua bi nei da da kap shit aus ge vor mich von un kobua mi shum shine i da mail au wo kan ham mi kringe khaye mich die dire shin shin khaye sni alleen aber de fu emanuel הודי מאמי שירי בישראל יש לי סופי ודין חששים שם הוא יראה להם איסת המרפס שסופי רוחק you see, the Nitzin had confidence in the herb medicine you see, because many doctors will say talk disparagingly of herb medicine the Chinese doctors talk about them but you see, the Nitzin they agree with the Chinese doctors he says הודי מאמי שירי בישראל יש ריסופי קודין חיישישים שמריר עליהם איסת המרפי שסופי כוחקו אבל מבד היתרית אלוהים האנושי ובישחיש מבד היירו לאיסת המרפי שסופי טריפס בלחיו ומכל מוקים מטריף עוד יטריף אין לתא קונה כדי איסת בדף סמך הסם בייז so he's mentioning a new pshat of the Rambam the Rambam is חלק על רמבן in the Rambam in the Rashbo he doesn't mention the Rashbo also has the same sheet when we say treifa nechaya, what does it mean treifa nechaya? If treifa is left alone, we don't take the behemoth to the doctor, then show that. But if the behemoth, the treifa gets medical treatment, show not that. Or it means with all the medical treatment in the world, it is safe. So the Ramban and the Ran and the Rashbo say peyachot, the treifa nechaya means that with all the medical treatment in the world, it's still pain. It's still pain. But he says the Rambam Shiti is not like that. The Rambam Shiti is treifa nechaya means if you leave it alone, it will die. So naturally, if the behemoth has a perforated lung and you don't give the behemoth any treatment, so then it will die. But if you give medicine to the behemoth, so then it will live. But still, since by itself, without medical treatment, it will die. So mele we say treifa in a chayo. And the reason is why you base chedesh is mehanefos of treifa. Because when a behemoth is sopik treifa and we see it survive for 12 months and we know that no doctor attended to the behemoth, so we don't anticipate the possibility maybe the behemoth stepped on something that is an antibiotic and a moldy substance and mainly it was cured of its infection or whatever. I mean, why should we conjure up such unusual phenomena? So mainly it's a raya that it's not afflicted with one of the markers that makes our treatment. It makes a treif. But if we know it's a treif and still it survives, so then we say, I suppose that the behemoth happened to trespass upon certain herbs and that cured it. Alright, this is what the Ram. This is but Ahashakhil, hello Rambam, the Khsiba Shalatashikhanisi. The Yeshid, how the treif is. שינו בחלוך למיש משינאי, לא שיבואו שמיכילו ליכלי סתו על דריפו, פינקין הוי על מכלת, וגם כן בכל פריפו, וכמי שדעס הרמב״ם מפלח אלי, פריפו מזה הטעם, ואוכה, יש, והי גבנה פריפס דיקום לאוכה, מעט עוזו לרחוח יש רמב״ם, מאוד ייסד דף עם דלת, מאוד מוחו בקולי, דקשירו משמיד מירה, דיבד לסום החיה, דכל סמונה פריפס אינו עם רפואי, דשנה אוכה, משום מוח בכל יעינו בכל הטריפה סם קבולס משמוח הקימי דיבק לו סם בחלק שיר so the nitzit says that's the big finish the nitzit says it's a matter of fact I think the Yogan Bavoma says the same thing it's not clear in the Gorgon the nitzit says according to the Rambam there are two types of trailers there is one trailer that is based upon the Allah Allah Yishim Sina Allah Yishim Sina it's three trailers Allah Yishim Sina why is Nikafa Nikav, Nikav, Reyev, Treifo, because the Lochlanish in Sinai declared that it's like Chai or not Chai, it doesn't matter, Chai or not. What Mandoma says Chai? And even the Mandoma who says Eina Chai, first of all, the Mashal says Eina Chai means only Reyev Treifes in Chai, but there is a new Treifes, the Chai, and the Rabamir in Chun. The beginning of the Treifel says the same thing. The Rajbo, you should it Tzadikhes, you should go over the Chuvit Tzadikhes. It's a very remarkable Chuvit. So he says the contrary, that it means that all Treifes in Achai, it's not just that. But even according, even if we assume all Treifes, it's not an essential fact. It's a statistical fact. It's a statistical fact. But the reason as to why it is a Chalishan Treifel, because the Aloch Lomish Nisinai declares it Treifel. Declare it. That's one type of treifo. Then there is another type of treifo that is based upon the fact that it's made alumnus. It's based upon the fact that it's made alumnus. So then, even if it's not included in the law of Mishin Sinai, it would also be treifo. If it's made alumnus and there is no cure, and that's the reason as to why the Rambam mentions Nitul Echireli in a treifo. Not on the basis of Allah formation is not. Not on the basis of Allah formation is not. But on the basis of Nikolons. On the basis of Nikolons. So in other words, so there are two halachas mentioned in the first Mishnah of Treifes, according to Rambam. One halacha of Treifes that are included in the Allah formation is not, the Tres Treifes, that are included in the Allah formation is not. And then the Mishnah concludes, Zaklal, Kol Shem Komeo Chayo is Treifo. So you ask, what's the importance? But if it's included in the Allah of Mishnah Sinai, so then it's Treifo because Allah of Mishnah Sinai, Nakimine would be Ligabe Nitlech Elien. So Nitlech Elien was not included in the list of the Yitras Treifes. But the Chachomim had a Kabbalah that Nitlech Elien cannot live, and there is no cure for it either. So Mele, they expressed it in the second Mishnah, the Mishnah Ben Yitzhiri Vibeino, Nitl Lech Yatach Yitzhiro, implying Nitl Lech Re'elye is Treifo. But why didn't they include it in the list of the first Mishnah? Because there the Mishnah is interested in mentioning the Treifes that are based upon the Loch HaMishin Sinai. But Nitl Lech Re'elye is based upon the fact of Netalomus. But Netalomus there doesn't mean Netalomus even with medical treatment. Netalomus means not only if it's left alone, but even with all the medical treatment in the world is Netalomus. Mashein came, the treifa in a chayo of the treifas of Allah in Sinai, there it's only a sine, a statistical fact. So there the inachayo means without medical treatment, but with medical treatment, it can be higher. Now, so the Rambam's chayo is that inachayo means even with medical treatment, because the Gemara said that mandalet in regard to an injury in a kidney, it's not treifo because they have a kabbalah that there is a cure. But so that's a chayo that inachayo means even with medical treatment. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara says that in regard to Mochu Bikulye, because it's not listed in the in the Yitreshreites, but some Chachomim came through the Rabbame. And they suggested that it should be mentioned as a trefo. So trefo, Rabbi said, in Lehisi, since it was not included in the list of the Yitres trefes, so maybe it's not trefo on the base aloha of Shem Sinai. But then, yes, there is another aloha of Netalomus, that Lakela Tashulchan is saying, so the Rambam says, we learn out. That it's Netalomus and we are in Kelet. So let it be treif on the base of Netalomus, and the base of Netalomus only there is no cure. Actual or potential. And here we have the Kabbalah, there is a potential cure. Actual cure, no, we don't know, so what? So years later, so doctors will find the cure for it. So this is what the Hamid Dovah says. Hamid Dovah, Halachat Dovah, says in the Shita Zarachim. Okay. Now, so tomorrow we'll continue to discuss Rishis Rambam, and then we'll try to go over the Tesfes, and we'll try inside to go over the Rambam and the Rashbo. Okay.
Gemara Elo Trefos Shir Gimel by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Aleph Adar Aleph Hey Tov Shem Mem Vav February 20th, 1986 on Thursday.
Now, the Teretz mentioned by the Chief and the Rambam is a very important Teretz. The only amazing thing is the Netziv doesn't mention that the Dogon Mavova says either the same thing or something very similar. It all depends how you explain the Dogon Mavova. And the Shach in Kudas HaKesef in Simon Choftes says the same thing. No one mentioned it. And you see, the Netziv says it in the Shittas HaRambam. But, and the Dogon Mavova also says it in the Rambam. But the Shach in Kudas HaKesef, he doesn't say it in the Rambam, he says it stam. In other words, there are two types of prayers. There is one treife that is based upon Allah relation, Sinai. And whether it's high or not high is not important. It's not essentially important. It is important in the case in connection with the Sophic treife. It's only a semen. But, and then there's another treife that is not included in the list of Allah relation, Sinai. For example, Mitlach Elie, it's not included in the Yitzchest Reyes Alach from Sinai, but the Chachomim had the Kabbalah, according to the Rambam, that if the Lechi Elie was removed, the Behemi cannot live. As the Rambam and the Tshuva to Chachmah learning cells, because then all the elements of nature will immediately act adversely on the lungs, and it will interfere with the breathing. Some melee won't be able to live very long. So, some melee, it is treife, even though it's not included in the list of treifes of the aloha Mishnah Sinai. But because of the aloha of Netalomus. And what's the pshat of Netalomus? Netalomus is to be distinguished from the inner chayo of the treifes of the Aloha Mishmi Sinai. The inner chayo of the treifes Aloha Mishmi Sinai means inner chayo if it's left alone without therapy. But with therapy it can live. It can live. Now, so then you ask, so how is it that if we see it survive for 12 months, so then we come to the conclusion that it's not a treifa. Maybe it is a treifa. Maybe it has a perforated lung. And the reason is why it survived, because it received therapy. The answer is, Meicha Teise, should we conjure up the possibility that it see, therefore, it's not a derech, you know, to take a behemoth to the hospital, you know, I mean, maybe today it is, but in the old days, it certainly wasn't customary that when a behemoth becomes sick, to take it to the hospital. So, some melee, it couldn't have survived without therapy, without treatment, without it. But with treatment, it can survive. That's the inachayo of the three phases of the Allah HaMishmi Sinai. But the three four of Netalomus means Netalomus, and there is no actual or potential cure. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing whatsoever. So there are two types of prayers. There are two types of prayers. Now, what does the Rambam and the Rashbo say? The Rambam Shiti is the pray from the higher means without treatment, but with treatment it is higher. So then the question, but the Rambam and the Rashbo mention a raya from the Fundalet in whom that a certain person was accustomed to hit the behemoth in the kidney, and that was a fatal blow. So some chachomim suggested before Rav Abbe that any injury in the kidney, so should be declared as treifo. Now, Rochis Bar Pope says that it is straightforward, but a certain kind of lacus. And we pasken only if it has reached, if the injury has reached the leben shetachulio, the white portion of the kidney. Otherwise not, but we see empirically, we saw that any blow to the kidney is fatal, whether it's mokma levin shabbo or not mokma levin shabbo. So Rabbi said, we cannot be lazy from prayers. But, miralon, the midral is someone chay. We have a kabole that when there is an injury in the kidney, but medical treatment will be effective. So melee, it cannot be declared as straightforward. So the Rambam Dravo mentioned a from this Gemara that in Dalet, that Kol Shein Komeo Chayo Treifo means even with refus, even with medical treatment, So how can the Rambam say that Kol Shein Komeo Chayo Treifo means if it's left alone and the medical treatment is not administered, but it's more than precious? The answer is this. So the Tzitz says, this is a very simple answer. There are two types of treifos. There is a treifos that is based upon Allah HaMishmi Sinai. So the treifos that is based upon Allah HaMishmi Sinai, we also say in a chayah. But there in a chayah means that in a chayah without medical treatment, but with refus, it can live. Then there is another type of treifo that is based upon the fact that it's Netalomus. Even though it's not included in our Chumash. So the Netalomus treifo, when it's not listed in our Chumash, in the list of our Chumash. So there, it must be so fatal that there is no cure. Actual or potential. Now, mocho b'chulye, or mocho b'gilanoshe, the other case in the Gemara, the sciatic nerve, so it's not really, I'm not listed in the previous, or in the treatise of Allah HaMishmi. But some Chachamim suggested that it should be declared as traitor on the basis of Netalomus, in regard to the type of traitor of Netalomus. In Bavra is someone higher, so it's not with the law. Even though the doctor's present, so don't know the cure. But there is a cure. Alright. Mashiach, that's the shit is around. Hashem who shitted the Rabban and the Rashboy is that even the greatest of the Aloha nation is Sina. When we say Nechayo, it means that even with medical treatment, it's a Nechayo. Even with medical treatment, it's a Nechayo. Okay. Now let's see, the double Mavavo. You should have the Yodeh. I mentioned it several times. You have to have the Yodeh. First, let's run over quickly the Sinuch test. It's a very short Sinuch. Shmeidon Mitzvah to say, Yisimonon Dan Chenek Nefesh. If that makes it easier for you to remember, okay. Dan Chenek Nefesh. Drusho Nikubo Chaseiro Nitulo Chuo Nifulo Chuko Shvo. Fine. Now, look in the door of the book. So, Ule says, Shmeina Treifes Halachal Mishim. So what? One of the five categories is Drusha. Now, the Torah mentions the Pasuk Mishpatim, Ubosa Basode Treifel Yitzchei. What's the literal meaning of Ubosa Basode Treifel Yitzchei? Any behemoth, any Bosa, that was torn by beast, by lion, you shouldn't eat. Now, what does it mean, torn by beast, by lion? Drusha. The lion tore the behemoth by putting its claws on the organism of the behemoth. So Drusha is mentioned in the Torah explicitly. So why was it necessary to mention it in the Halacha Mishnah Sinai? That's what the Devil Mavavai. So the Chayra Lomo Hutzcha Drusha in the Halacha Devil Mavavai. Then I'll traduce on Allah on the Sinai, how in fears the chaos. Who be dark nation, the Ramon, the dark nation, here it is. They need to have it. It's a very strange dark nation. It's a very strange dark nation. Very strange. Oh, it's culturally our kula. Lomo is chakra Allah on the nation. While it seeks this a chayo. Shein a chayo is a chav. In king dover ze, mashin chayo lichyes. For the Yechonesh Rabbeinu Leida, b'chokhmas HaTeva, Chochmas HaTeva doesn't mean Chochmas HaTeva by performing experiments, but Moshe Rabbeinu performed experiments that have been performed in the course of hundreds and maybe thousands of years, but Moshe Rabbeinu so it was revealed to him, which machles are not meanies. But that's not the Halacha Mishnah Sinai of Reifes. Halacha Mishnah Sinai of Reifes means Halacha Mishnah Sinai. These 80 machles made the name of the Bible. But besides that, it was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu which machles are meanies and which machles are not meanies. Which machles are not meanies. So Mele, why was it necessary to have our Halacha Mishnah Sinai, that 18 matches made the behemoth in the treifel, as long as it was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, which matches are meanies, and we know the treifel and the chayo, so these 18 matches mentioned Halacha Mishnah Sinai, so are fatal, and that was already revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not the revelation of the Halacha Mishnah Sinai. So why is it necessary to have our Halacha Mishnah Sinai? That's what I'm guessing. Yim kim doz eh mashin hain yachil yachil shu yom yachil shabim yachil vachok masateva. Elo anir al anir zayti da nam paskinon simu yachil for yidveis chayish. nur heine und sofre, aber badai treite, lo im hanne je besre. Und the Shemun said that except the 20 billion you mentioned, or Schaim, or a shift from the mere inish in Kor, is this a chayo? Have a mine demesh in Choyo in this chayo, at the Kina should be a mess, mikom o kima o chayo, and a mine should chayo, and you should have a lot of mesh in Sinai, sheshmine treite salolo, and you should have a treite, at the yich ye yomim vishon rabbi. In King am Druso und Verbrünner und nicht mit Sina Lena, sind Bada in Iveso, der Heine Scherei in der Ere, sie Scholach, die Form nach Nini, Schub Freifel und Lutin, auf die Wirke in Judei Schreibisch. Weil so am Obig Morel, auf die Kalakusse der Rochisch, Lena Scheine bechall Schmene mit Malole, die Lunema treten für den Menschen in Sina, und man kann auch in Freifel und die Achpositris Achayo, Scheine Achayo und Seichal. Auch war Hei, רוחיש לקוס זוהי נחל, נקי מיני, שיגר לקוס את רוחיש, בגיח ידי שחידש, הרי יקשרו, אבל נסלם, גם לקוס את רוחיש טריף. ובזה נקטור את הרמב״ם, שפוסק להר דיובה, ששמי נקטור את שמנו, ופוסק להוד רוחיש. I think that what the double novovo means is the same characteristic. Same characteristics. In other words, in Rambam Shiti there are two types of treite. There is one type of treite that is based upon a local nation in Sinai. Yes, Chayon, not Chayon, it's not an essential treite. It's true. One man goma on the pasuk like that says, treite v'ein achayon. So, and let's assume like the Rashba, not like the Marshal in the Miri, the treite v'ein achayon means rob treite in achayon. But they are mere treites at Tachar. But it means all treites are there. All treites are there, as the Rashba says. But that's not the essential thing. As the Rashba says in the Tzibur. So he says that even if a Beinah, first of all, he says, somebody inquired of him that it was empirically determined that many treites of the Gemara can live. So, the Rashba says, don't believe that. We don't know. We cannot ask each other, you know, reject the Allah in Gimore on the basis of what people say. And the Doni said, and even if it will live, and even if it will live so many days, like the Chil Oret, so it's still faith. So the Shach in Siman Zion says, what does he mean? He says, don't believe it. So now, so it's not true. So what do you say? Even if you will believe, he means, so hope the Achnes, as the Gemara says, with Abiyah. So certainly it could live. So even if a certain behemoth in the Achnes, for some reason, the behemoth in the Achnes that has a perforated lung and lives. So, so it's still treif. Why? Because the treif is based upon a local mission. The treif is based upon a local mission. So, and it's high or not high, not important. It is of significance in case of the socket treif. That's a statistical thing. It's not an essential. So even if a certain behemoth will live with our flesh, It's still a soul. But then there is another type of treite that is not included in the list of our commissions. And so it's a chaya shatech, chaya achayel, shein a chaya loy seich. So treifel a chaya. So this is only a statistical fact, it's a semen. And even though all treifes are in a chayes, but in case we do have And the Rashba says we shouldn't believe the people who say they tested and they failed. They made a mistake. But suppose there is a Behemoth that does live many years, so she's still faithful. And then the Rashba in Chibit said, Chesed or something else. He says, you know, there's a lot of phobias I cannot explain. That whenever a certain chaser is faithful, so a seirah is also faithful. Now, the law is, if the behemoth's upper part of the leg, what do you mean, was removed, so then it's faithful. So suppose the behemoth is born. I mean, this kind of liberation, mutation, happens sometimes. He's born with an extra leg, hind leg, so it's also faithful. So, the one who inquired from the Rashba, he says that the noble of Venus who were born with an extra hand leg, so all this I cannot put on it, so it's very fun to live. So this the Rashba doesn't deny that it might be so. So he says that the three point of Chayo applies only to the first, but to the Yetzer doesn't apply. The cloud. A certain faithful is because of the Yechayo, even in respect to the traitors of the Allah of Sinai. And so how can you say, oh yes, because of the Yechayo itself says that the Yeser is right. The answer is the Hosea is faithful not because it's in Yechayo. That's the next thing here. It's faithful, it's faithful. Why is faithful? Because Allah is declared it. It's faithful. But next thing, the inner chayah. And then there's another Allah for Yeser Knuffel Dome. And that cloud of inner chayah doesn't apply to Yeser. So melee, the same thing would be true of the Hoser. But the Jerachness, the name of so it is also faithful. And the Bible says, that's in regard to the papers of Allah HaMishim Sinai. Masha'inke, let's say, according to the Rambam, that Nita Lachereli, or Rochish, or Rochish, but what it's been, Loch of the Chulim, where it was bruised in the portion, in the white portion of the kidney. So it's faithful because it's natalombus. But suppose natalombus, we have the end, there is no extra cure, there is no potential. But that has to live. And no one can doubt that. But suppose a certain behemoth whose left hand is removed, you will live with darkness, then it will be shared. This is why we don't want the problem. So, isn't it the same thing? That when it says, man is the same thing. Man is the same thing. Man is the same thing. Now, the Macheshes, one of the daily, you know, he was born there. He had some of the dealings of first, I think that was considered the greatest one. But Rabbanah Hegesh was also one of the daily adults. So Macheshes. So the Macheshes apparently understood the double Mavovo and the differences. I think that the Pshat and double Mavovo is like a Mitzish. But the Macheshes understood the double Mavovo and the differences. He says, yes, that is a situation. I don't think it is so. The Arias. He says, there is a whole subject. Okay. whole city at that point, Zion, it's not food, I don't want to go over that one, Zion, the city of Nisukenes. Now there is a law of Nisukenes. Nisukenes is to be distinguished from Faithful. Nisukenes is to be distinguished from Faithful. So, what is Nisukenes? Trip, so you know that one Zion says, Faithful means Chaser. But suppose the behemoth suffers, is Nisukenes, it's on the verge of death. And, but it's not a chaser. It has its function. The blood doesn't function. There are all kinds of functional defects. Not an organic. Chayfes consists of chaser. That's an organic. So suppose that a behemoth has a functional defect, that is fatal. So there, it's not fatal. What is it? It's kept. Suppose it is determined that her hours or her minutes are to be counted. Now, so what is the aloha by Nisukenes? So, Nisukenes is kshel. There is no success not to need the portion of Nisukenes. But, al-bidin, it's mutabach, Nisukenes. As long as you manage to shech while the behemoth was still there. But since the behemoth is Nisukenes, and the behemoth is Kisesis, he's at the verge of death, so there are always chayshish, maybe before the shtute was completed, the behemoth was dead already. Some of it, then it's like shachting a dead behemoth, of course. So it's a joke. So the aloha of Nisukenes is, the Mishnah says, she has to be mitachesis. She has to show. At the end of the shtute, I mean, it's a very clear thing about it. Middle of the street, beginning of the street, or the end of the street. So we're asking Nisukenes to show pirchus. Pirchus means convulsions, certain actions, movements, muscular movements. So if the behemoth shows pirchus at the end of the street, then there's no case with the lachem. But if it doesn't show pirchus, then we are thinking maybe the behemoth died a split second before the act of shritting was completed. So Nisukenes is mutaris, but we have to make sure that the behemoth was living until the finalization of the shritting. So the more sikashe that makes, the more says that there is a difference between Reite and Nisukenes. Both are destined to die. But Reite is destined to die because of the song, is a chaseyon. Nisukenes, no song. No song. But it is a Nisukenes. Weakness, whatever. Or whatever. So the more estikashen, maybe Nisukenes, it's also a suro. Maybe Nisukenes, also Asura. So the Gemara says we couldn't say that Nisukenes is Asura. Maybe every Nisukenes is straight. So the Gemara says no, we couldn't say that every Nisukenes is straight. Because then every Nivele comes to Nisukenes before he dies. I mean, what is poor human being is poor David to the person before he dies. Well, it's still sometimes you read cases. People who are on the best of an open, and all of a sudden they expire, right? But usually, when a person dies, so you can't see. So some are sick for 5 years, and some are sick for a month, and some are sick for a day, some are sick for an hour. Sometimes a person who is in the best of health has a heart attack, and in 5 minutes, he dies. Okay, so he still was in soup a few minutes before he's dead. So maybe the usual thing is that when a person or a behemoth dies, so first becomes Misagenis. So indeed, that's you're talking about the way, you know. So, when that is the Misagenis, if you say that every Misagenis comes with the Nisa Toike, so why did the Torah have to say, Konveo Misachayu? In order to become the Bele, it first has to be a Misagenis for him. And it becomes already also Bachile. So it wasn't necessary for the Torah to say that when he dies, it's Asur. He became Asur 5 minutes or 2 minutes or 1 minute before he died because of Misikenes, and Misikenes is right. So the Gemara says maybe there is a difference between Misikenes and Treifor. Treifor means that he is a Chaseo. Misikenes means not a Chaseo. But you ask, why is it necessary to have a love of Nevela? Every case of Nevela, so she becomes a Misikenes, so she assumes a favor. The answer is, maybe when the behemoth becomes Misikenes, it's only assumed that it's a rest. So it's a higher shakir. So higher a chayir, and she's a higher loisir. And the Misikenes is neither a mus, not because of the unorganic thing, because of a functional defect, whatever, because of weakness, so something that is arrested. But the moment he dies, so he's either an inese and Eloises. So the Gemara mentions a raya from the posse that there is no Isares. But Agaburche, the Gemara mentions that he maybe Misikenes is also underscored Misares, not underscored Kosovo of the Tripo Israel. So there Rabbi Nachrige says, he says it, I mean, Rambam, he says it, in all the shape, a big chidush, that there are two kinds of Isur. One is there is Tripo Mamish. What is Tripo? Let's see, Mikvah Rei, is Tripo. So that comes to be the love of what's possible to this thing. Then there is another misalessi. So it's a chaya shatir. Chaya chayo, vishayin or chaya lisif. Even if it's not a chayo. And when the Mishnah says, kol chayin kamei or chaya treifo, it means, even if it's not included in our community. When it's in a chayo, so it's also, but not treifo mamish. Not treifo mamish. On the score of the Isaresse, of Chayor Chayor, Shein HaChayoresi, but not Noah. And then he establishes a big Kiddush, a revolutionary Kiddush. Of course, I mean, it's not so, because no one mentions it. So it's not so. I mean, so he mentions a revolutionary Kiddush. There is a loche, Koalitzin Noose Ose. Koalitzin Noose Ose. Let's say, color of the name of Mayor is Ose. The color of the behemoth male is asur. The color of the traitor is also asur. It's also asur because Chalayitzin also asur. Now, so the Magnishnim to the base Nukas Macholis Asures says that the aloche of Chalayitzin and Tomei was Tomei, Chalayitzin also asur, applies only to Isur Lab, but not to Isures. If something If a certain behemoth is as to one who stole the love, so then the deity of that behemoth is also the hollow of that behemoth. But if a certain behemoth is a sword and the score of a miserese, so the deity is not us. So maybe he says like this. I mentioned yesterday, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Why is the seal hematru in the end? Rashi says, because the Sirach and addition is indicative of a nekev that occurred already. And Tosfos says, no, the Sirach is matter the Behemoth, not because it's indicative of a nekev that already occurred, but it's symptomatic of the fact that ultimately they will be met. So Melee becomes greater right now. So he says, according to Rashi, that the Sirach is indicative of the Nekev that already occurred, so maybe the whole of that Behemoth that has the Sirach, so in Asur, But because I eat in Rosh Hashanah, because it seems a lot, it's straight and mamish. Machine is all the business. The tzirch is a tzuror, because it's symptomatic of the fact that ultimately there will be a naked in the lungs. So it's already a tzuror. So Rav Henachiga says, so it's not treifa right now, why should it be treifa right now? There is no naked. But since it's destined to have a naked, so it will not survive very long. Because it's destined to have a naked. So it's also Mitzadisa Rese, of Zisa Chaya Achayu, Sheina Chaya Loisecha. And since it's only Esther Oser on the score of Misa Rese, some Mele, the Grand Mishnah says in the Beit Mechachol Zasures, the Aloche of Hayetim Oser Oser doesn't apply to the whole of Now Rashi said, Rashi in regard to Sirche says that it's indicative of the naked that already occurred. But in regard to the pathological marrow in the lungs, let's say if it looks like it's yellow and so on, so Rashi says, why is that so? Because it's indicative of the fact that it will develop the naked. So according to Rabbi Nachayesh, if a lung, the behemoth, has a pathological marrow, so then the hollow that was obtained in his lifetime before the Shrite is mortality received. And he assumed that I think so. The double mavava means that. But I think the double mavava means the same thing as in Yitzhi. Not that there are two kinds of traitors. A traitor that is traitor mamish comes with the law of Israel, another kind of paper of Metalomus that comes, but it's not listed in the law of Mishmesinai, so it's not Freyfe Mamesh, but Chayo Achayu, Shino Chayo Lysay Chayo, so it's in Israel. There are no such thing. There are many riots that come. Anyway, but the Dogum of Bobo. So one could think that the Dogum of Bobo means that, what Rabbi Nachayesh says. But I don't think so. I think the Dogum of Bobo means what the Nitzi says. Not only the Dogum of Bobo says that, looking in the Kudus HaKesef, the Sinai of this. Omar Ulesh, when it takes them all, they should be seen out in the rain. Cheshemon. Hatu behei meilu cheshemon. Hatu b'shokono. Bikoma, b'mor lafut lafut se dechul yidrochi b'apope. Upir ishrash lafut lafut se dehule, poligolo. Bitama b'shios kol ha-rambam, perikei mil cheshrit ishmon rak cheseilu. Shari man liposik lakut se yitrei v'tesabe. Bichinko shal asman, b'tu b'shokono. Ufini ha-izdaiti, b'kudis ha-kesef says, b'liko shemideh. להפוק אל הכוס את הרוחי בפופה, דו אומרו בלוי הוסקו במשנה, ולאו הלוך למשנה סיני, וזה לא יקרה ששפירש דיו לפולק עלי, זהו דס הרמב״ם בסייעי תלוליל שתגידו בלכוס הוא חס ונתחיל פתר הלוך למשנה סיני, והשוכנור שלו כאלה מסינו, אז הוא תאים לא ראי, זה סתדס נחי בו. אז בוא נעשה עם הרמב״ם, that when we murder a country, Rashi says, like, in the Rokhi Bapok, that we Israel, the Rokhi Bapok, so, the Kodim Rambam, Lafuke, Lakus, Lakshapov, not that he's chayim. He agrees with Rabbi Bachover. But that's a different kind of chayim. That's not Allah Holy Mishnah chayim. That's a different. What different? Later on, it's Mamish and Tzif status. But of course, without the Tzif, I wouldn't know Shabbat. You know? But the word is talked about. But with the Tzif status, I'm sure that this is what the Kodim Rambam. So what Mitziv said is not something the Mitziv was Mechalik. Dr. Mavogo says it, and I think that the Shach says it. Okay. Now, Pesach. You see the choice, how tasteless, counted not only the words in the Gemara, but in the letters. And there is a tune in the Shrite, is it the Velo? You know, he says it's painful. But then at the end, he can see the tradition. He's here. So if the girl sees even places, we understand. So there is no Vavam Chaper, because it's something new. But if the five girl sees Veil, what does the Vav indicate? In other words, it's connection. I mean, it's connected with the last Mishnah, with the, not the last, Mamish the last, but I mean, one of the Mishnahs in the second pairing. So now, there is a Mishnah. Lamed Veis. Shokas HaVeishe, the Posseka HaGeres. So, here it says, Veil Treves. Over there, so Rabbi Yeshevov and Rabbi Akiva was made it Rabbi Yeshevov that where the psula curtain, the shrit is in the veil is. But Veil Treves. This is different. So that's why it says, Veil. So what Bada Tesis is, how is it in connection with the membrane of the mea, of the heart? So the Mishnah spells out, if the nekev penetrated into the halalei, why do in connection with dakin and keres, you know, and kevo, doesn't it say lisicho? So that, not that only gabe nikaf aleiv, so it has to be a penetrating nekev into the hall. But the Adam Kovi Mamatri, even if he doesn't penetrate, even if he just is superficial naked, that doesn't penetrate, doesn't pierce into the hole. No. A naked that doesn't pierce into the hole of the Eber is no naked. But why doesn't it mention? So, Luis, it's not necessary in Mislam Bishlovi. Shein Dakin or Kirishin Nekev Hoshu Bekral. You know, Nito Bishlovi. I've leave you all. Since it has a very thick membrane, Salgadaitok Shin Nikav, Bienek, Shuhoshu Nekev, then why doesn't it say that Nital Aleif, if the heart was removed from the Behemet, right? Nital Aleif, the lungs were removed from the Behemet, it's right? Vadaki, and that nital, the intestines are removed. It only says, nikaladaki, nitala haveye, nikavatam natnikamsa, nikva daki, nikva haveye, Nikavale doesn't say Nitale, Nitala, Hore, Nitlo, Hore, Nitlo, Adaki. So he says, because it's a Kalachino of logic. So he says, since it's mentioned that even a perforation in these organs is matter, certainly if it is removed, there is only one exception. In other words, that's a klal mentioned by Rashi, that if a nekef is matter, so the removal of the iver is certainly matter. There is only one exception. What's the exception? Tchul, spleen. So nikav tchul is treife. Nitala tchul is not good. That's an exception. But generally speaking, there is a rule that if a certain eiver becomes matri de behime by means of inekev, so by means of being removed completely from the organism, it's certainly behime. So that's why the mission doesn't have to say nitlo areo, nitala leiv, nitlo adak. But isn't it very remarkable? Isn't it very remarkable? I mean, you see, those who consider themselves enlightened think that our Chachomim until, you know, science made progress, so they knew as much as do the same. You see, if you ask someone 50 years ago, 50 years ago, that a behemoth, that the heart was removed from the behemoth or from a human being, and then the behemoth is only treif and not nevelim, he would say you are crazy. Right? How treif? Treif means that the behemoth is living, but it's treif. But if the behemoth is dead, it's not shaykh to say treif. If you chop off the head of a behemoth, you'll say treif. It's made so. So Taisa says, Taisa discusses the question, whether it's treife or maybe it's not treife. Maybe it's ksheo also. So Taisa says, no, it is treife. But Taisa, it is. Apparently, Taisa realizes that it's possible for a person or a behine to be devoid of a heart, and still live. How long? But still live. Some male, this is because the question, suppose that behine lives for half an hour, and in the meantime, he shechts the behine. So he says, no, it's a surabachir, straight it is. But obviously, Taisus realized that it's possible for a human being, and he says it in connection with aliens, certainly in connection with human beings, is true, that to be devoid of the heart for a very short time and live. Well, today we do it all the time when we perform heart surgery. Not only, a transplant, so without the heart, then they enable the patient to continue living through a pump and a respirator and everything. But patients realize that. Not that they knew all these things, I mean, but you realize it. You realize it. See, I once had an argument with a certain professor of science in a certain college, a Jewish fellow, learned him all. So he started to talk to me. Talking of the white people, I mean, until this and this year, so people thought that if you take out the heart for 1 second, you can live. So I said to him that shaming in the 12th century knew that. So he said, impossible. Then I showed him the thesis. And he learned. So he said, there must be some mistake here. Okay. Now, the Matyinis, that's the crazy place here, Yenis and Prager, is Agoyes and Yodeye, in Simen Mem, now. And this thing is mentioned in Shukon Oloch also, that Nital Halei. Simen Mem, Sifei, Nital Halei, Bein Biyad, Bein Machmaschili Treif. So Matthew Innocent mentions says that Tzvi Ashkenazi is a Chacham Tzvi. So Paskit, there was a shy, a certain woman opened up the chicken and she didn't find any heart. Then she came to the Chacham Tzvi and asked, is the chicken Teres Vachile or the chicken is not Teres Vachile? And she opened up, I mean the chicken was slaughtered, and the woman said that it was, I mean, when she got it, it was, you know, it was dead already from the Shrite, but it was unopened. But she opened up, couldn't find the heart. So the Chacham Tzvi was asked the Shaila, is the chicken Muteres Bachil or not? So now she should say, Spreike, Nitla Lei, Bim Biyad Bimach Maschili, Treike, Chacham Tzvi Paskin is Muteres Bachil. He says, true, of course, it's possible that a behime or a chicken should have the heart removed and live for an hour, half an hour. But here, it lived, so how is it possible? I mean that it lived, without the heart. So apparently, somehow, somebody managed to take out the heart of the shrike. She didn't see it, so the woman just didn't notice. There was probably a small cut, and she, somebody who is very knowledgeable, so he pushed out the heart. Where is he? He's a beer. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. But the Mati Yenison says that his father was chilek on the Chacham Tzvi. Now he says, "Harambam lehetikol machmas chilek mishum disfirali lesnitzi esklal shir chay rega echot choslev umachmas divrei sarant machmas divrei arama meilu hagoyel." That's Mati Yenison. It's the fifth line from the end. Hifris Maratzi Ashkenazi, Hifris Almedeso, Vihitach, Vihitir, Imposachei, Fribehim, Volmotsu Libo, Abu Lekal Nisla Mishindoro, Afu Hoche Kosha, Kim the High Behem, or Eli Poiso Brio, Kingdom Shrite, Mikliheka Shum Chulche, but I never the Hashrite. But they say the Aides, it was not open. Well, so there was probably a slight opening, and somebody probably took it out. Uladeni mir vi rabbi. The rabbi is pointing and says, "Lemir lehatir, rakhechad yikel misle bishum davama, afu rochay tizal lislis be, mikol mokay talim be." I mean, it seems that what he says is very mistaken. Of course, people live today with transplants. So they transplant another heart, natural heart, or artificial heart, okay, I mean, human heart or an animal heart, I mean, but there has to be something. I mean, just live. Okay, it's all right, you know, for a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 50 minutes, okay. So that's why there is aloche. In case a person was so quick and he shechted, you know, before the behemoth died, so it's treife, it's not mitaret ba'achile. But to live for a long time without the heart, how is it possible? So it seems mistaba, like a Chacham Tzvi. Okay. Oh. die Falle war er, da kann ich nicht mehr an den Kubimo. Der Affel galt mit Schulam und mit Morgen, die mit Kosher, die mit Kastreke, so das ist eine Exception. Die Chol haben in den Kubimo die Tan, die Tonne, schiete die Kosher nicht auf. Die nicht von Morgen nahmen ihre die Kosher nicht auf, die Treffer, in die Goldblatt aus dem Mund. Und komm, okay, nicht wahrkommen, nur in Steinmann, in Klum, jetzt drin. Die Efschalie ist, die nicht auf Kolakowi, weil ja Morgen schon zu Kolakowi, die nicht schon am Morgen, die Bukow, die der Kolakowi, wenn es in Peine ist. Die Chol, die Tnanga, die Lekschere ist, die Kvalele, die Sechlole, Zorich Leimar, die Nihot. Why does it have to say that that Nika Valei, but a superficial naked, didn't pierce into the hole? It's Kshero. Naturally, it's kosher. That's no naked. So, isn't it mentioned here that Nika Valei will be slowly in Strafel? Implication being, but not with this slowly, is no naked, and it's not ready for Kshero. So, why does the Mishnah have to reiterate it in the next Mishnah? The Mochel Abish Aminu, the Ramino had in some of this slowly. This bishchori means some of bishchori, but not mamish. So the second mishnah komash melon that it means mamish bishchori. Had it already said, okay. Abla vodik ton nikvar gal geres kshiro hayne mishom. Why did it says here? Pshukas gal geres. In thus implying that just nikvar gal geres not. Why did the mishnah have to spell it out in the second mishnah? That Nikuba Sagagios Kshiro. Hayu Shem Ubisne Nizdiko Vinizbora Hashem Revoloi Nizdiko Achushalo. And now, no one said Hayu Shem Ubisne Nizdiko. Then, now it is because Vinizbora Hashem Revoloi Nizdiko Achushalo. It says here, Nizbora Hashem Revoloi Nizdiko Achushalo is Dreifo. The implication being that Nizbora Hashem Revoloi Nizdiko Achushalo. So is Shero, why does the second Mishnah have to spell out again that Nishbara Shedra Veloi Nitzaka Chuchalo? It's Shero, isn't it implicit in this first Mishnah? Nishbara Shedra Nitzaka Chuchalo Yisrich, Dimioche Hava Minoi Oi Ho. The Pshat in the Mishnah is there are two treifes. One is Nishbara Shedra without Nitzaka Chuch, and one is Nitzaka Chuch without Nishbara Shedra. So the second Mishnah tells us that Nishbara Shedra Veloi Nitzaka Chut is Kshel. In Amar Amini Baitalte Komash Melon. No, so first is Istim Yoch Amini Oyo Oyo, that either one or both together. So Komash Melon, the second Mishneh, that the important thing is the Nitzaka Chut. In Amar Amini Baitalte Komash Melon Chut Alimuz V'nit Laker Kovet Veloi Nishtayr Menu Kazayis. The Nishtayim and the Kazayis, for a bit more racially safe, because the Nitrakovet Vinishtayim and the Kazayis is Ksheo, implying, there's a second Mishnah, implying Nitrakovet Vinishtayim and Utoches and the Kazayis is Treifo, for Kazayis. But the Mishnah says here Nitrakovet Vinishtayim and the Klum, but if the Mashu is left, even though it's Hefek Azayis that is left, so then it's Kshero, so the Gemara is the Kashe, the Stira between the Reisha and the Seife, between the first mission and the second mission, and the Gemara says that there is a Machlekes Tanoi on that question, whether in order to become Reife, it's only the whole liver is removed, if all of them are put, but if a piece of the liver remains, even though it's less than a Kazayis, so it's Kshero, or only if the kazayis l'cholapochas of the liver of the liver remains. Now today, until a few years ago, surgeons didn't perform operations on the liver. But lately they started to perform operations on the liver, and they cut off a substantial portion of the liver too. Science medicine is not so developed that they should be able to cut off practically the whole liver and leave just one piece, and that the person should continue living. But I'm sure that someday they'll be able to do that too. Right. Oy shchos ta bifnim man ma khasam mit mish khi sorry mi forish nich vol rabon oy shchos rab shimen di ma at no kifli beis as a painess for the song called show made so that took shot in the more either that the chosro has reference to the rabbonon of Reb Shimon, and there are two treifes. One treife is of reish nikvor, and the other is reish chosro, even if it's a chisom b'vnim. Another loshen in Gemara is no, that it is reference to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, actually, not going to be something pain is, but suppose that the lung is perforated, but it's not pierced into the bronchial tubes, then it's not reife. But if it is nikev and there is a chisong, so coupled with a chisong kolshu, then even if it's not pierced into the bronchial tubes, Reb Shimon is made it his reife. Drusa Saneitz gab a treife seif u shayach l'misne. There is a separate Mishnah dealing with treife seif. How come that the Mishnah is quoted here? So it says, Einoch Name, it's really not shayach here. But because Rabbi Yude mentions Drusa Zeif bidako, Drusa Zeif bigaso, so memele, the Mishnah also mentions a similar thing in regard to Eif. But actually, we're not the Tana here, and this Mishnah is not concerned with Eif. Drusa Saneitz. Kasinu b'disef devoch v'chein yisad ha'payet b'sliches t'cheles Yisroel medras hadas v'nei sefrichim chutzim v'tayne loy mishum disef l'inokim d'imkein d'chol nikuboi. So why is Druse? Why is Druse, I mean, treif? So he says, so we could say if it was nidres by lion, or let's say a bird was nidres by hawk, by falcon, you know, a very big bird of prey, so then it punctures, yeah, I mean it pierces the internal organs, so it's the kubo. So he says no. Oh, safely knock it. It's destined to be nidres. As you see from this too, that the Raya against Rabbeinu Chayish, he says that the Yisr of Sefer Inokei is not Reife Mamish, but it's an Yisr Esch of Chayil Achayil Shein Achayil Ezech. So how could they say Dimkin B'chol Nikuri, but there's a bit not a minute. If it's not for the Allah of Drusso, so it's only also an Yisr Esch. Not, there's no malchus, there's no law, but it seems there is a loch of Druse, so it comes within the law. So we see that Sefer Inoki comes within the law, not only within its reses. It's a raya against the macheshes. And it says, "Umai kainu liton masnis and damil yusiv damil bisre," that it long has an abnormal appearance. It looks like ink, or it looks like bosom. So then, Istreife, so, because, so why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? As Rashi says, because why is Damil Yusei Damil Bisre Treife? Because it's Sefer Inokei, so it's included in Nikvoreye. Ela time it Ruse, Shoere Seireif, V'Sefer Lamos. Now, here, Old Rishin mentioned that the reason is why Druso is not of the Behemo, because when the lion is tearing, the Behemo injects the poison into it. Now if you ask the scientists today, they'll all say Peachot, that when the lion is tearing, so there is no injection of poison. When a snake bites, then it injects poison. But certain insects, when the buying soul injects poison, but not the lion doesn't inject poison. So the Rambam, when he discusses the Rousseau, he doesn't mention the injection of poison. On the contrary, we went over Rosh Rambam Machos Asures, that means Torab the Behemoth, so it's only all the Keleb. So what does the Rousseau accomplish? When a lion, let's say, claws a behemoth, so the behemoth, when he claws the behemoth, it doesn't inject any venom, but it either tears the vital organ, it punctures, it pierces, it might pierce the synecdoche, or I mean, like puncture, also might also produce synecdoche, it punctures, and it might even tear the vital organs. It all depends what kind of a job the lion does, whether it tears the behemoth in a superficial way or it tears the behemoth in a very thorough way. So sometimes when a lion tears out the behemoth, it tears all the vital organs, the heart, the lungs, so the behemoth will die on the spot. But it's possible. I looked it up. It's possible that the lion will claw a behemoth, and it will not tear the vital organs. It will not even affect visible holes in the organs, but it will puncture the organism of the behemoth mildly, but it will produce excessive bleeding, mainly the behemoth will die, then the behemoth, if the lion tears up the behemoth in such a way that it tears the vital organs, the behemoth will die on the spot. But if the lion will just puncture the behemoth and he will not tear the vital organs, but he will just puncture it mildly and it will produce excessive bleeding, so the baby will die 2 days later, 3 days later, maybe weeks later, but it will die. So I think this is what the Rishayim mean. When the Rishayim speak of Eres, it's not to be understood in the usual sense of Eres, that like a snake. In other words, what is poison? Poison is something you don't see. See the poison? You don't see the poison. So in other words, because the fatality affected by tracing can be done in such a way that you won't see sometimes the lion tears the baby. So you see, it tears the part, it tears the vital organs completely. Then the baby dies on the spot. But sometimes it claws it superficially. So it punctures it. You'll ask if it punctures it, some melee, it will perforate the lungs, not necessarily. 1 second, please. Not necessarily, because it might puncture it on the outside. That is not matter. I mean, naked, in the outside, in the skin.